I think this should be pretty fun. There goes some classic rock redefined. Chili Peps, Doug and Joe show on a Friday. What's the worst thing you've done to a coworker or boss? And I want you to think about what you did to get back at him, or what gag or prank you pulled. You know, a lot of workplace jackassery goes on, lots of pranks. People like to play the grabassery, and they like to do jokes and practical stuff at work.
No kidding, do they?
And people like to get vindictive when they don't get promotions or days off, or they don't get sick time or any leave time. People get spiteful. And again, we'll conceal your identity. You don't have to give us your name. But what's the worst thing you've done to get back at a coworker or a boss? 766-9370. We'll share after we share this. The reason we ask this, a Minnesota restaurant worker is accused of urinating in a coworker's water bottle after she claims he did this because she rejected his sexual advances. All right, so you got these two people. They're working at a restaurant. He's coming on to her. She's like, "Nah, I don't want any of that." She sits down. She takes a swig off her water bottle. She tastes the urine.
Oh, God.
What the coworker says is the restaurant was so busy, he didn't have time to go to the bathroom. He had to use the water bottle.
Oh, yeah, that sounds totally legitimate.
It's the only thing he could do because it was so busy, he didn't have time to use the bathroom. He uses the water bottle. They're busy, hustle bustle. She comes back. She's thirsty. This is like behind, you know, the scenes where they have their personal right. stations and area. She opens up the water bottle. She takes a pull off it.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
So he is going to be charged with adulterating a substance with bodily fluids. So,
God.
766-9370. What's the worst thing you've done to a coworker or boss? Either to get back at him or just to play a little workplace gag. 766-9370. Joe, anything for you throughout your 20 years of employment? How long have you been a working gent? Since you were 16? 17?
Oh, I mean, my entire life. I mean, down to it.
Yeah, basically born with work gloves and a shovel.
Right out of the womb, I became a hardworking individual contributor to United States economy. You know, I mean, I really got to think, but I could go back all the way to my fast food days. Nothing really that I can think of. I've never done or tricked or caused harm, like, purpose. I mean, I've played pranks and little fun things, but nothing, you know, nothing ever bad that I can think of ever.
So, would you say the worst thing you've ever done to a coworker or boss is show up at work?
Well,
is that safe to say?
You.
Yes.
I have a hard time arguing that, I think.
Yeah, it's the worst thing you've done. Well, I was on time.
Yeah.
And I actually tried to perform the duties I was hired to do.
Well, I showed up.
Yeah, 766-9370.
I don't really have anything, to be truthful.
I asked sweet little Dana, producer Dana. She said, "No, I don't really have anything either."
We ask you? I mean, can you tell on radio? I mean, we don't want to have to dump this with your filthy language and things that you've done.
I'm not going to use vulgar language, and I could go on a pretty long tangent or list of things that I've done that are usually... Well, misconstrued. People think they're mean-spirited. I think they're funny.
Sure. Yeah, I could get confusing.
I like to roughhouse a little bit, but two come to mind, and these are my favorite two. One of which was, we used to play these pranks when I started in radio down in Modesto. And there was this guy, and he liked to play these pranks, but nobody liked this guy. Like, truly, they didn't like his jackassery.
So they didn't like him or the pranks he was playing?
No, the pranks were not bad pranks. But they just got people pissed off because no one liked him. And they were kind of dumb pranks. So one day what I did, because we all left around the same time, I thought it'd be funny. And I started out being a producer of a morning show down there. I thought it'd be funny because this guy had to go somewhere right when we got off the air. So at about 7:30, about like the time it is now, I saw his car keys. And they're laying there on the desk, and they're totally away from him in a different room. So I took them, and this is something that we had done as kids, and my friends and I had done. So I took his car keys, and I took a coffee cup out of the break room, and I put the car keys in. You gotta think, you know, he drove a Nissan Maxima wagon.
Okay.
This is long before key fobs and all the fancy key fobs that we have now. There's no electronics.
It was just a key.
Just keys, and he had like a rope on it, some other crap. It was all metal. So I took the keys in a coffee cup, and I want people to pay attention to this. You want good coworker jackassery. This is phenomenal. You take the keys, you throw them in a coffee cup, you fill coffee cup up with water, stick coffee cup in freezer. and then you let the keys freeze. And then what you have to do is act like you haven't seen the keys, because what they start doing is, oh, you'll see about 20 minutes later, oh, man, I can't find my keys. You keep on trucking. Act like you don't see anything.
Oh, God.
And then they're like, man, I thought I left my keys over there on the desk. And you're like, yeah, I haven't seen them. And you just keep on. You got to hold a straight face. And then, you know, an hour or so goes by, 2 hours, like, crap, man, I wonder if I locked them in the car. And they go out and check the car. They can't find them. They can't find them. And then as you get ready to walk out the door, you just kind of say, hey, did you check the freezer? And you leave. And then they go to the freezer and they're like, oh, my God, my keys are rock solid. Now, here's the thing. Keys are metal. To defrost in a microwave, you're going to cause a spark fire inside the microwave.
Even frozen, even through the ice.
Oh, yeah, they'll start sparking. So what you have to do is you have to run water over them, or if you have to get a butter knife or a pick.
God, that would take forever.
And you have to pick the keys out. And it doesn't take too long, but it's a just pissy-off little thing you can do. So if you've never frozen anyone's keys, and you got to be careful because they all have fobs now.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do it with today's keys.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's like a pair of house keys or something that doesn't have anything fancy on it.
Hey, if you can't freeze the fob, you can freeze their house key. You still got them.
Yeah, it's a fantastic trick if you can find keys.
Don't do that to me ever, please.
That is funny. It's a funny, funny little task. And on your way out, you go, hey, Carl, did you check the freezer? And then they're like, huh? And then they go to the freezer and they see a coffee cup and they look in it and they're like, son of a bitch.
Oh, what did he do or say to you after that?
Oh, I don't know. I left. I mean, he was pissed the next days after you know.
Sure.
And then the gags kept, you know, ratcheting up. But I got out the door, so I didn't actually get to see the fun of him trying to jackhammer the keys out. And this is another one. And this was with you. Do you remember when we worked over at the meth lab? There was a guy by the name of, we'll say, rhymes with Cat Fartin.
Okay.
There was a guy. He picked himself up I believe it was a new BMW.
Okay.
And, again, he left the keys laying around. So I, if you remember, thought, ha, 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 why don't I jump out and move the car so when he gets ready to leave, he thinks it's been stolen.
I do remember this.
So I took the keys, went out to his car, jumped in his car, moved it on the other side of the building, and then I put the keys exactly where he had left them. And he had no idea this happened. And then he came in, he got his keys, he walked out. Ha ha! Car not there! Heart drop! Where'd it go? Was
new
I car
car not there. Yeah,
he only had the car a couple days.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty damn funny. That was a coworker, not a boss.
I got to be honest with you. The coworker did not think it was so funny.
No, coworker threw a mantrum.
The coworker didn't know how to take a joke when played on him.
Hey, I got to tell you, you'd never touch another man's car. But that day, I did.
Oh, man.
And it was funny.
Unhinged.
Let's go to this one. Welcome, Henry.
Good
what trick?
Boys. How are you?
Good. Hi, Henry. What'd you ever do to a coworker or a boss?
Yes. To an entire office of people.
Okay. What'd you do?
It was April Fool's about 10 years ago. I had an accomplice as well, too, in the office. She was totally in on this. I brought into the office a lottery ticket. The night before, on a Tuesday night, they, of course, put the lottery numbers out there. So that morning, that Wednesday morning, I got the winning lottery numbers from the night before and put them on the second line of a $5 picks that I would pick, okay? Again, not on the first line, but on the second line, the winning numbers from the night before. I walk into the office with this ticket in hand and a box of my stuff from my desk. And I walk in there and I showed it to her, and she was, it was on. She stands up and she goes, oh, my God, you won. Immediately, everybody starts coming out of their cubes and walking over to find out what the commotion is. And I'm sitting there with my box of stuff from my desk, and she's going, he just won the lottery. They handed the ticket out to everybody in the office. As everybody was checking the numbers, they did not bother to check the date at the bottom.
This was an office pool lottery.
No, this is just myself.
He just went in and just pulled it on himself, like pranking that he had won it.
And pulled it on the entire office.
let me just kind of explain how pranks work. The joke should be on them, not on you. What did you think they were going to do? Like, oh, my God, you're going to leave? We can't lose you. Please.
Hang on. What did happen? I'm checking the numbers. They started congratulating me on winning the lottery. So, again.
Oh, no, we get it. Yeah, we get it.
But here's the thing. You didn't win the lottery.
I know, but...
So, like, the joke could only last till you get to, like, the front door of your office. Then you got to be like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, ha, ha, that's exactly. Funny. The joke's on me, because now I have to sit here with all you miserable pokes and work.
And unpack my box?
Yes, I don't get the joke on that. That's like me walking in and going, hey, look, everyone, I wear regular-sized condoms.
You idiot.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Your analogies are insane. Well, that's you're an insane person.
That's not a joke.
I know.
Now, it would have been a gag if the office had pulled the money together.
Or if you would have pulled it on a friend who was there and you thought, hey, man, I bought you a lottery ticket last night. I have to be honest with you and tell you that I bought this for you, and I'll be damned if you didn't win.
Yeah, or you go in cahoots, three buddies, yeah, and you're in charge of buying the lottery ticket, and you come back and you go, guys, just look at it. And they all flip out and think they won the money. But to do it to yourself, that's a new way to do a prank.
Henry, that's a prank I'd pull.
That was awful. Let's go to Darren. Darren, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Darren.
I told one of my boss about 5 years ago on a golf course. He was definitely afraid of snakes. And my son had a rubber snake that looked pretty realistic. So I coiled it up underneath his computer monitor, and everybody came in, you know, for lunchtime, and I called his extension, and he squealed like a pig and broke his printer, and it was hilarious.
Wow, the old snake prank. For those out there that haven't seen the new one, yeah, there's people that run around town. There's videos all over YouTube. What they do is they take a rubber snake, and it's on a string, and then they take a clothespin, and they just clip it on someone's shirt as they're walking like through Venice Beach or wherever, and they clip it on their shirt. They don't even know it's there. And then they tap on the shoulder of the person. They go, snake! And the people turn around, and they see the snake, and they run from the snake, but because the snake is clipped to them, they think the snake is chasing them, and it's pretty damn funny.
Fall over stuff, climb things. I mean, they flip out.
Yeah. You think cats with cucumbers is funny? Watch the snake clip to your shirt gig.
How it would be there in the places that they do it to, in line at a fast food restaurant, snake. Oh my God!
I know!
Like you would ever be there.
Yeah,
like
yeah, they're like at Venice Beach walking down the boardwalk or whatever.
Middle of people, middle of a crowd.
I remember this one. This one just came to me. We'll get to you here shortly, Stacy. Do you remember this was an April Fool's Day? You and I were doing the show together at the meth lab.
Okay.
You had just purchased and ridden to work a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Oh, God.
Do you remember how that one went?
Yes.
How did that go?
This was awful.
I forgot about this one.
This was awful. So, for those that don't know, the old place, I parked my motorcycle in front of the building, kind of out of the way so it didn't take up a parking spot. And it got hot. I didn't want it to, you know, kickstand to go through the pavement and stuff. So it was parked up there. We're doing the show, and the building is having some construction work done. We're having new carpeting put in. We've seen the construction guys in there. You know, we've seen them. The trucks have been backed up next to the building for days now.
Yeah.
And yes, the trucks did come a bit close to where my bike was parking for a few days, but I thought it was totally out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how he rigged it. I forget how you set it up with the dudes. I forget how it originally happened. But we get a phone call into the building, and we're on the air.
What I did is I told one of the engineers there. He had just started, so his voice wasn't familiar to Joe. And I told the guy, set him up. I said, hey, call the show, and I want you to say this.
Okay, so that's how it went. Yeah. So the call comes through, our producer puts it in, and I think it's one of the guys that's laying carpet, one of the construction workers. And
because he said he was one of the guys laying carpet.
Is sounding shooken and shaken and apologetic, and he tells me that he's backing the truck in, and he backs into the motorcycle.
You know, what he said was this. He said, hey, guys, it's after hours. I didn't know who to call, so I called you guys. Do you know of anyone that has a red Harley Davidson? We just knocked it over with a roll of carpet.
And I said, what do you mean?
Joe has no idea. And the guy says, yeah, he goes, we got busy. We didn't see it. We backed into it. It actually tipped over. And I don't know who the bike belongs to. And Joe is sitting there silent, speechless. He's staring at me, and I'm doing my part. I'm like, what do you mean you knocked it over? The bike out front, the red Harley Davidson.
And my mouth's starting to water now with not like a salivating, like a puking feeling. And I'm literally scared down to the soles of my feet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you got to be damn kidding me right now.
Yeah, Joe's bike, he thinks, has fallen over and been knocked over by these sloppy carpet layers.
And I just simply say this, you stay right there, I'll be right up.
Yeah, and Joe, he walks out of the room while we're live on air, and Joe goes, I said, okay, we got to take a break, we'll come back, we got to see what's going on. And that freaked Joe out even more, and Joe runs out of the studio, down the hall, out to the front, and finds his bike untouched on the kickstand. And there's no, I don't even think the carpet people were there at that time.
No, they had left hours earlier.
Yeah!
I probably had watched them pull out of the parking lot when they left, too. That was a really good one, dude.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a good one. You scared the poop out of me there.
Stacy, what do you got? Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
So it wasn't really, she was more of a coworker, but she was a superior and she was very condescending and drove me crazy.
I like
and
this.
And it was her birthday. And so I brought in muffins for everyone. And, you know, like when you get the muffins at the store, you can kind of peel the label off. If you do it carefully, you can put it back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I did that and I kind of laced them with meat.
Hold on. Laced them with what?
With myself. With, you know, essence of me.
Oh, you gotcha. You rubbed the muffins or rubbed
well,
Stacy.
Well, I didn't rub the muffins. That would have been messier. But I used my finger to transfer. So every muffin got a little dab of me.
Every muffin had a little bit of cookie in it? Is that what I'm picking up?
I don't know what you call it.
But, okay, but that's we'll radio-friendly cookie it up.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. So the muffin had essence of Stacy on it.
Good evening.
Yes. And
how many muffins? How many muffins did you do this to?
I brought in 3-4 packs of the big ones, you know.
So
wow.
Okay, I found another way to clean this up. So every muffin got muffined.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where did you do this, Stacy? And I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, this just is
to call up
great.
And say, so you sat where?
I did it at home before I brought them.
And,
and I was out of the shower, so, I mean, you know.
You got to be sanitary when wanting to spike someone's muffin with the essence of Stacy. Yeah, you got to do it cleanly.
Sure.
So,
I'm not that much of a.
You're not an animal.
Person.
Right, I got you. Not a savage.
Yeah, you know.
So.
But they offered to have me take the leftovers home to my kids, and I said, no thanks, you guys can take them.
You went to the store the night before on the way home or whatever. You bought all these muffins, and after you got out of the shower, you physically touched you and then each muffin.
Yeah.
Now,
and I made sure that there was something to transfer.
Now,
yeah, I actually did it in the morning before I went to work.
That is animal.
Now, why, though? Like, had they done something to you?
Yeah, you said they were condescending. What were they doing?
Yeah, I did not like her attitude. She treated me like I was a complete idiot, and she pissed me off.
Was it just one employee that did this?
No, because they all ate it.
No, I'm saying, was it just one employee that was condescending to you?
No, I didn't care for the rest of them either, really.
So, but there were some people that were just innocent bystanders that thought you'd done something nice by bringing muffins, not knowing that you muffined the muffins.
Yeah, but they were guys. I was probably doing them a favor.
So you're telling me some people got caught with the shrapnel.
Yeah,
The shrapnel from Stacy's shrapnel.
Yeah, there was some friendly fire.
It wasn't bad.
Well,
it was good. You know, I tend to be more subtle. So, you know.
Yeah, by sharing that on the radio is very subtle. So
that's a good story.
Well, a couple of my
yes, language,
yeah,
language
you
there,
drop
language.
The whole thing.
I cannot believe that. What made you, as we kind of wait for the delay to come back? What made you think that this is how you wanted to get back at him? Like what went through your head thinking this is what I want to do?
How did the idea form?
Well, because normally I would like spit in there. Spit in someone's drink or something. I did that to my mother-in-law one time.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, like I said.
Well, that's like an average
one. Don't make me mad.
Yeah, everyone does that.
Spit a drink or a pube here and there.
And
like
so
that.
This was just something where, I don't know.
What kind of work was it you were doing at the time?
I worked at a medical facility.
And she giggles.
Oh my God, that is barbaric.
Wow.
She muffined the muffins.
Yeah.
All 12 of them.
I believe it too. I believe that seemed to be a legitimate true story, didn't it?
Yeah, we'll stop right there. It reminds me, you ever see that video? You know, they used to show that video of, like, the guy, he worked at the bowling alley, and after the people would bring up their shoes, he would sniff them.
Oh, that guy had some issues.
And then they showed a woman scorned by her boss, and there was behind-the-scenes footage. She went into his office off hours, and she hiked her dress up, and she got down.
Jumped up on his desk.
This was in a chair.
Yeah.
An office chair. She hikes her skirt up and she wets the entire chair, pulls her skirt down and walks out.
Yeah, as if she was dusting the table or something. It was crazy.
These women are insane.
Man.
Do you ever eat a muffin again?
Well, I don't think so. I didn't even think that was possible.
Coming from a woman. Wow. Are we hiring here right now? I hope to God we're not. I hope to God we're not hiring.
What'd she say her name was?
Stacy. In quotes, though, so we still don't know if that's her name.